You know, the mistake I made was trying to read in bed by the light of the lamp on the bedside table. We were in the jungles of Colombia, South America, and I should have known better. Within minutes, thousands of tiny little bugs were flying in circles around the lamp. I jumped up, turned on the ceiling light, and turned off the lamp by the bed. Immediately, these pesky little insects flew to the top of the room and began to circle that light. Next, I opened the door to the hallway, turned the hall light on, and turned off the ceiling light in my bedroom. And off they flew and began to fly in circles around the light in the hall. I quickly shut the door, kept all lights off in the bedroom, and had a good night's sleep. The next morning, when I stepped into the hallway, there they were, thousands of insects dead on the floor directly under the light. They had circled hundreds and hundreds of times, and then they got too close to that lamp, and they were killed. Friend, I have seen a similar thing happen to people who play around with the lust of the flesh. Like these insects, they flit around, and finally they go too far. I watched this happen to a friend of mine who seemed to be a dedicated Christian. When we ate in a restaurant, he'd often kid around with a waitress, make some witty remark, and the two of them would laugh and wink and flirt with each other. He was a handsome guy who easily attracted women. And then it happened. He got caught. And today he is not serving God. Whenever I think of him, I think of the words of Jesus, "If your eye offends you, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it's better for you that one of the parts of your body should perish than for your whole body to be thrown into hell." What Jesus is getting at here is the absolute necessity of being ruthless with sin. Like the gnats in the jungle, if you continue to play around in dangerous situations, you'll end up serving that sin. Lust is a powerful enemy. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.